Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the New Year's Eve edition. If you're just tuning in, Happy New Year. I hope your 2016 is wrapping up fantastic and you're looking forward to 2017. I know that's the situation I'm in. What about you, Barbecue Bob?
The situation I'm in varies from moment to moment. We had an awful lot of fun at Fen Valley, and I took the liberty of bringing my recording device and having a nice little interview with Brian Lesperance, who is Doug Welsh's son-in-law, Gwen's husband. And Brian is like my first contact at Fen Valley when I was looking for a wine sponsor. I love Brian. He's just so nice.
He's a fantastic guy. I had the privilege of doing some remodeling in his home and helped him out with some new kitchens and baths. And he was just a treat to work with.
Yeah. Well, he told me that David Braganini has passed away from St. Julian's. And I was not aware of that. So many condolences to the Braganinis.
Sure. Yep, I remember.
Terrible
David.
News. Yeah. Nice guy. We've had him on the show several times. And, of course, St. Julian's is a storied winery as well, almost as old as Fen Valley.
Yeah.
So
you went down to Fen Valley with the girls.
I did. I my daughter Emily and her husband Matt love wineries. They live in L.A. and at Burbank, and of course Southern Cal, Northern Cal. There's just great vineyards all over there, and so they wanted to try a Michigan vineyard because they've really never been to one.
Right.
So their experience was phenomenal. They joined the wine club. They want it shipped to California.
Oh, very cool.
So here's a little bit of me last night.
Hey, I'm live right now down in Fen Valley, Michigan, and I just got done tasting some great wines with my buddy Brian, and it's so great to be here. How you doing, Brian?
I'm well, Bob. Nice to see you.
You've got some cool events coming up, and I think there's a lot of listeners that have never been here, and I want to urge them to come down here because every time I come down, I don't want to leave. And it's closing time, and you're trying to throw me out, so tell them why they should come down.
No, it's never closing time in the wine business. No, this is a good time to come to the winery because it's not as busy. You know, we're really busy from 4th of July until middle of October, and so now you can actually spend a little more time with us and learn a little bit more about the wines and really dive in a little bit deeper into what we do here at Fen Valley and how we make wines and ciders. So it's fun to come down here now, and we get a lot more of the locals and Grand Rapids crowd this time of year as well.
And you have servers, or what do you call the people behind the bar?
We call them tasting room sales associates.
Okay. The one we had tonight was just fantastic. I mean, talk about an education. I brought my daughter, my wife, my son-in-law, and my daughter and her husband live in California. So they go to wineries out there all the time. Guess what they want to do? They want to join your wine club so they can get this wine in California.
Yeah, well, we're actually launching the wine club here in the first quarter of 2017, and California will be one of the states that we can ship to. As you might expect, they're a pretty friendly state for shipping since they ship a lot of wine out of California. So that club will be launching shortly. It'll be 3, 6, or 12 bottles 3 times a year, and you can even customize your shipment if you so choose, if you don't like the stuff we picked out for you.
That is so cool. Yeah, well, they do go to wineries out there all the time, and very impressed with great Michigan wines. So right now for Super Bowl, you've got something really cool coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, on February 3rd, so Friday before the Super Bowl, we have a new event for us called Super Bowl Eats, okay? And it's a culinary demonstration combined with a three-course kind of heavy appetizer dinner. We're bringing in a professional chef, Jim LePerrier, who does this for a living, and he's going to show people how to make, sort of take your traditional Super Bowl or party kind of fare and elevate it to a new level. So the menu's really inspired. It's got nachos, but with ahi tuna and just different kinds of a different take on some chicken wings and different stuff that, you know, you'd normally think of when you think of Super Bowl, but taken to a new level. And also we'll discuss how it might pair with wine and cider during that. So guests will get to learn how to make the stuff and walk away with the recipes to try it on their own. So it's really kind of a neat event.
They might even get to sample it.
Well, yeah, they will. You get to try all the food. In fact, that's how it's going to come out. There's going to be 3 courses. You've got your kickoff, your halftime, and your overtime course. And so you're going to get to eat all the food as well. So it's a Friday night, 6 o'clock. So we're planning buying it as a meal replacement that evening. The cost on that is going to be $40 a couple, which includes the wine, the cider.
That is a bargain.
Yeah, I mean, for $80, that's pretty good entertainment. For 3 hours of entertainment, food, and drink, it's a pretty good deal. You know, again, it's winter. We just want to get you down here.
Okay, is $40 a couple or $40 a person?
$40 a person. So
that's more like it, because $40 a couple, I'd book the whole state.
Right, and it's limited spots, actually, because it is going to be pretty intimate, so you're going to get to actually talk with the chef, talk with myself about wine and cider, so it's going to be a really fun event.
Okay, as I'm looking at the whiteboard, I see January 21st, you have another chili cook-off, and you have a cool chili cook-off. You do like four different varieties of that. You're still needing a few teams in which categories?
Yeah, so we had to shrink that event again because the cellar got more compressed with tanks because we've taken in more fruit than ever before. So as a result, a lot of this event has sort of sold out. But there is still space available if you want to make a chili. And so the exotic category, which is pretty much anything but your typical beef, chicken, and turkey, and the no legs category, we call it, which is the vegetarian category, both have space and typically have space right up until about the week before. So that event is the 21st of January. It's only $10 a chili. That includes admission for two. It's a really fun time. Live music, a wine by the glass specials, and of course, lots of good chilies to try.
That sounds like an awesome deal. Jop, if you're listening to this, I looked at my calendar, January 21st, I'm open, and guess what? I got venison.
Yeah, well, venison's a popular category, and it goes in exotic, but I'd say over half the exotics are venison, so if you want to see how yours stacks up, it's a pretty good competition. It's judged like a wine competition, so I won't go into details, but I will suffice it to say it's a rigorous judging process, actually, for amateurs here making chili.
That sounds pretty cool. So we've got the chili cook-off January 21st, and then the cooking class
February 3rd, and then February 11th and 12th is an event we call Vinotine. So this is another couples kind of based event. The weekend of right before Valentine's, we do wine and food pairings in sort of an intimate setting for you and your guests. You know, sometimes it'd be a couples will come together, last about an hour, so you get to try a bunch of different wines and some food pairings that we make with those wines. It's a nice, really cool atmosphere, great way to spend the weekend.
I think you need to build a hotel down here because I never want to leave when I come down.
Yeah, you know, people have mentioned that before, and I don't blame them. I don't want to leave either. That's why I live here.
You live across the street. Okay, we're staying at your house. Okay, so Fen Valley Winery, it's really easy to find. Go down 196 south of Holland and look for the Fenville exit. Head east a few miles and then south, and you're here. It's a fantastic, beautiful estate. It's the oldest winery in Michigan. It is, they've been with us from the start, and they're just great friends, and we love coming down here. Any last words for our audience in terms of like maybe signing up for your list?
Yeah, everything that we do, we have on our website. So fenvalley.com or just Google Fen Valley Vineyards. You can sign up for tours, get on the newsletter list so you know when the wine club is officially launched. This is where you sign up for all the events. Most of our events do sell out, so it's kind of not a bad thing to get on and sign up early. We try to keep it simple that way so you can pay ahead of time, and when you show up, you're just ready to have some fun.
All your events do sell out, and that's a tribute to the quality of wine, the way the community loves you, the wine lovers just love coming here. You treat everybody right. It's fair. And your wine is fantastic. Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Back to you, Jop.
Yeah, Fen Valley's been a fantastic sponsor, and even more so, they make fantastic wine. I'm very, very fond of their Merlot. They have a reserve Merlot that is just smooth and smoky, and it goes so well with anything on the grill. So I really enjoy that kind of, or that varietal, rather, of wine. But got several different varietals down there. I mean, approaching 30. So it's always fun to go to the tasting room and spend some time down there with your friends, and in your case, your family, and you introduce people to it that never seen it before.
Oh, it's so awesome when people that live in California are going to have Michigan wine sent to them because they say they've never had any wines that tasted quite like this. And they love their California wines, but they're like, these are ridiculous.
Right.
I mean, I'm just thrilled about that.
Yeah.
That's how far we've come in Michigan. So, just kind of cool. And, of course, it's a wonderful tasting room. And we just know so many people there after a while that, I mean, they've got these hostesses that serve you wines that are so knowledgeable. I mean, my daughter is just a huge foodie, and she's very technical. And this hostess was just feeding on her and just giving her information. And Emily's just like, you could see her just clicking. She's asking questions that I'm pretty impressed with. It's like,
yeah,
wow.
Fenn Valley's exit 34 off of 196 as you head from Grand Rapids on the southwest, headed towards Benton Harbor there on I-196. I think it's exit 34 gets you off, and it's just a short 3 or 4 miles to the east to the winery. Follow signs, you can't miss it. But if you've not had an opportunity to go down there, it's a great place to take your friends, family. Huge place to take a date to go down there and really enjoy some of the wine. So coming up next, we're going to wrap this thing up for 2016, and we're going to be doing a little bit of a surprise for you. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Wishes and dreams, the trees would be falling. Listen to me.